This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I would liken it to when I had Tyler Myers when I started out. It probably took him 3-4 years. To the one point, I still remember when he told me after year two, I still don't have my man strength. And a conversation like that just sticks with you. You look at a guy that was 6'7". You expect physicality. You expect he wasn't strong enough. You know, those first couple of years, we worked on trying to get him stronger, eat more, put on a few pounds. And I mean, not put on weight that doesn't help you, but get stronger to where you can end plays. And physically, you can be a dominating guy. I think the league has these guys. Some guys take longer. I wish it happened quicker. Some guys have it right from the start. Their build, their body, their training has been exceptional to that point. And that's where we have to get our guys to.
There's Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. I think it was a few weeks ago, right, Josh, with Jeremy
yep.
and Joe.
Yeah.
Mainly, he was talking there about Owen Power and comparing him to Tyler Myers early on in his career, another big guy who, well, had the perception that he was not really a tough guy, that he was more finesse, and you really couldn't rely on 6'7 for him, I think 6'6 for Power, to be any sort of force of nature.
6'8 for, 6'8 for Myers.
And we were talking a little bit in the break, too, and mainly to Jeremy White's poll, talking about Paul Hamilton kind of offering up an idea of trading Dahlin for Brady Tkachuk to Ottawa straight up. And I was like, no, I'm not trading Dahlin. I wouldn't be against trading Power. You're vehemently against it.
Yes, because if you want to start making trades where you get mm-hmm. the best player in return, Dahlin for Tkachuk, I kind of get where Paul was coming from, where he's just kind of fired up and like, let's just figure it out. Let's see what happens.
Let's
right?
do something, baby. Woo! It's kind of where I'm at, too. Let's do something.
Even with Power Brady Tkachuk, like, that would be a... I think that could be close enough to a one-for-one.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe could convince Ottawa to give you more than just Tkachuk. Ottawa could maybe convince you to give more than just Power. But to me, if you do that trade, you're still on the losing side. Yes, Brady Tkachuk is a physical forward. Yes, he's aggressive and he can do a lot of things for you that you don't have in this lineup. I would love to have him on this team. Same with Matthew Tkachuk. But again, Matthew Tkachuk is basically untouchable. You thought he was untouchable in Calgary. He is very much untouchable now in Florida.
Yeah, he is past untouchable too.
Brady Tkachuk.
Hang up the phone.
Brady Tkachuk, on the other hand, has not necessarily fallen out of favor in Ottawa, but he's kind of another one of those. He was supposed to be the guy, and he was supposed to take Ottawa back to the playoffs, and everything was going to be great because you're building around him. But the team really hasn't built well around him, and they haven't been able to do much. He's been a great player, but they haven't been able to get to where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying he's available, but at the same time, it feels like he kind of is if you gave them the right choice or the right call.
Yeah, he definitely could be.
Yeah, right. But
which
again,
interesting because Ottawa's in the first wild card spot.
Yeah,
too.
maybe not now, but a couple mm-hmm. years ago and last year and a year before. I think he could have been available if you made the right call. But if you were to offer them Owen Power for Brady Tkachuk one for one, they would say yes as quick as possible and then hang up the phone and start to laugh. Because I just think that, yes, Owen Power doesn't use his size the right way, but neither did Tyler Myers. Like Lindy Ruff just said in that quote right there with Jeremy and Joe, he didn't have his man strength. He didn't have the size that he needed. He didn't have the weight he needed to use that size. Tyler Myers is 6'8" and is now 229 pounds. I don't know what he was back in the first few years of his career, obviously. I can't look at that. But he was a player that was great offensively, needed to learn in his own end because he needed to gain some weight. He did that, and he became, you know, the guy that won the Calder his rookie year. He became the guy that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great defenseman for the Sabres until they traded him. Well, partially because of injury, partially because of the fact that they had a good deal on the table to get Evander Kane, which at the time looked to be a very smart move. Didn't work out that way, but they tried. But my point here is you don't want to give up too early on a guy like Owen Power. You drafted him in 2021. It's his fourth year in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And
he is almost definitely going to have a career high in points. It would take
he's 6 points away from his career high. His career high is 35. He said it 2 years ago. So I can't look at a guy like that and say, yeah, let's just get him out of here, regardless of who you're trading him for, unless it's ground shaking. If it's Elias Pettersson, sure, I'll listen. But for Brady Tkachuk, no way. I do want a guy like Brady Tkachuk, but not to give up a guy like Owen Power, because you're still potentially losing that trade. And I get it. You have to take risks, but they have to be educated risks. They have to be, you know, a risk where if you lose out, you're still, like, if you lose the best player, you're still getting a very good player in return, which you are.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I just think it's way too soon, just because of the fact of, look at what we were saying about Dahlin 3 years ago. Dahlin in his fourth year, we were kind of saying the same things of like, oh, I don't know. He's got a lot of offensive skill, but can he figure it out in his own end? He figured it out in his own end. He's a top five defenseman in the NHL.
And he's been you know, just in the last week, a key contributor to Sweden.
Yeah, he's like the reason they're kind of okay.
Even though they never want him in any sort of special teams.
For whatever.
Namely the power play.
I don't understand.
But he also could be heading towards a very good year. Maybe not career high in points. He had 73 in 22-23.
Mm-hmm.
But he's at 42 now. He's almost definitely going to get to around 60. So he's well on his way to probably having his second best point season of his career.
And that's as a defenseman, too, mind you. Don't forget, he scored 73 points as a defenseman 3 years ago. And the year before... Look, in his third year, he had 23 points. Granted, it was the COVID season, and there was injuries and all sorts of other things going on with the team. But that was the same year where it was like, I don't know, Rasmus Dahlin, should we maybe move on? No, definitely not, because now you have this guy. You have the fiery captain who is the best player on your team. And I'm not saying Power is going to be the best Saber, because he'd have to pass Dahlin. I don't know if he can do that. I think it's way too soon for anyone to give up on these guys. Like, there are players you can move off of. There are players that you can say you quote-unquote gave up on. Dylan Cousins, I think, is one of them, because he's not showing you any improvements. He's not showing you that he had one bad year.
No, he's actively regressing.
Right. Dahlin showed you that, hey, maybe he had one or two or one and a half bad seasons, partially because of injury, partially because of other things on the team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cousins is the exact opposite of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to just single him out because he's not the only one, but there's guys that you can look at that are actively regressing that you should move on from before other teams really start figuring out. Because I'm sure there's teams out there that think the same thing but are willing to take a chance. A guy that I would look at for, I mean, you probably have to give him more than this, but it'd be Bowen Byram.
Mm-hmm.
Because Byram looks fantastic with Dahlin. Away from Dahlin, it's a disaster. And that's something you have to jump on before other teams figure out. Unless you want to keep him around and keep him stapled to Dahlin, and you know, you'll have success there.
Yeah, it is working with those two.
But at the same time, is it sustainable? And that's kind of where I'm at with that, is where do you go from there once you commit to that?
For me, it's become more, I don't want to say like how long are you willing to give these guys time to progress and develop, because they're, you know, many of them are getting drafted 18, 19 years old. You got to give them a lot of time. For me, it's more like Dylan Cousins is not an attractive piece, I think, anymore. Maybe I'm wrong, and in league
well,
circles.
Well, some teams that can take their time because they have other great players.
Yeah.
That's where he's potentially a trade piece.
But for me, it's just Cousins now, you're not trading him. You're not getting great assets back where you're like, ooh, this is going to be a big change for the Sabres now. I think it's just more you're getting rid of a bad piece to open up a window for maybe somebody else to come in. You know, a Noah Austlund, who is doing very, very well in the AHL.
13 points in his last 14 games.
Where I think if you trade somebody like Owen Power, it's a risky trade for someone like a Brady Tkachuk. It could also be huge for both teams. It could work out where the Sabres get more difficult to play against. They bring in a guy who is regularly 35-plus goal scorer, and he's a big physical forward, to put him with Tage Thompson, JJ Paterka, Yuri Kulik, Benson, who continues to develop and get better. You've got some of these other pieces that are developing. And then with the defense, you still have Rasmus Dahlin. You do still have Bowen Byram. I mean, if you trade Owen Power, you're going to sign Byram to a long-term extension.
Sure, yeah.
And it's more, I guess where I'm at now with the Sabres, I don't, number one, expect any of these things to come to fruition. They are a do-nothing franchise. So that it's not going to change. But for me, it would just be more along the lines of, finally, you did something different. Because the last few guys they had to trade was more due to, you needed to get them out of there. It was the JT Miller situation.
Right.
Where,
well, it was different than that.
But it's along the lines of, someone is leaving.
Yeah.
It, you just want to know what you're going to get for them in return. Eichel, O'Reilly, stuff like that.
But to me, though, that feels like you're making a trade to make a trade. Like, that's the problem where I have with that is, yes, you're getting Brady Tkachuk, but you're just doing it because, hey, we got to change things up.
Yeah, like, I think they need to. That's more my argument is, what are you getting with this core? What good things is Owen Power learning with the Sabres right now?
I don't think he's the problem. You have to.
I don't think he is either.
You have to identify the players that are actually the problem. You don't want to trade away guys that are part of the solution. You want to trade away guys that are causing the problem, that are causing these mental breakdowns in terms of, hey, we got a lead. Let's not collapse. Oh, we're collapsing. Great, cool. Like, you have to find the guy that's causing that. Like, and I don't know who it is. I'm not in the locker room. I'm not in the front office.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure there's someone down there that has to know, like, hey, this is the player that's actively hurting us, or these are the players that are actively hurting us. Let's either find a way to fix them or get them out of here because it's causing a problem. That's the way I think you have to look at this franchise right now. You have to figure out, you have to trim the fat of the guys that are causing the problem or appear to be causing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. If Power's one of them, okay, fine. It'll suck, but you know what? You're right. You'll get a good player from him. But it's tough for me to look at a 22-year-old first overall pick that is on the verge of a career year in points. Granted, mm-hmm. it's 35 points he has to beat, but still, for a defenseman again, that's pretty difficult for some guys nowadays. But this is a guy where if he gets that weight, if he gets that build, I really think he can be comparable to Dahlin eventually.
Eventually. We'll see. I mean, for me, it's just some of these trades are going to have to be somewhat attractive for other franchises for you to do kind of anything.
For sure. I get that.
You know, Casey Mittelstadt, Bowen Byram was kind of like a lesser extent to this, but it was a one for one.
But it was a hockey trade.
But it was a hockey trade.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, Colorado thought they were getting something good. Buffalo thought they were getting something good.
And for a bit, both of them did. And I mean,
Colorado
Sabres,
definitely regrets that.
Yeah. The Sabres still kind of are, but it depends on if they can keep mm-hmm. Byram around long term.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. Talk a little more hockey, of course. Four Nations, they'll get going today at 1 o'clock, the first game, and the United States will play later on tonight at 8. Also want to touch a little bit more on football. The the franchise tag window opens up tomorrow. James Cook stuff as well. Haven't really touched on that at all today. And then of course, the Combine next week. Zach Jones and Josh Mint here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.